The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. We start with an exclusive. The US rules the world in terms of podcasts. That's according to new subscription data from Pocket Casts. The data shows the podcast subscribed to most by Pocket Cast listeners in 2019. We requested data for the UK and Australia. So in the UK, British podcasts account for 38%. That's all of the most subscribed shows in the country, with the BBC responsible for half of them, 19% of the full list. The UK scored highest for news and comedy podcasts, quite low for true crime. In Australia, this is the Australian national anthem. I know you've never heard it before. Australian podcasts account for just 21% of the most subscribed, with the ABC responsible for 12%. Australians listen to significantly less comedy, it seems. Perhaps we've just all got a lovely life anyway. And worldwide, North American podcasts account for 91% of all top subscribed podcasts, the other 9% from the UK. Now, all of that data, and you'll find plenty more of it in our show notes and our newsletter today, is from the Pocket Casts app. But is that representative of all podcast users? In the US, the podcast consumer tracker from Edison Research, released yesterday, had a tantalizing paragraph in there highlighting the differences between users of iPhone versus Android. We asked Tom Webster for more information. He told us that there are not only differences between Apple Podcasts and Android, there are also differences between those and Spotify listeners, and those differences are, frankly, wonderful, he says. You can see that Apple listeners really like public media. Android users really like conservative shows like Ben Shapiro, apparently. And with Spotify, one of the biggest differences there is youth and short daily news shows. Anyway, he concludes, all of this rolled together gives us a very robust and variegated picture of a diverse and thriving audience. New word today, variegated. In other news, Spotify's new Your Daily Podcasts feature appears to give us some understanding of the total amount of new people using it. At the time of writing, it's showing 85,000 followers, a figure that appears to be rapidly increasing. Most people would never hit follow, but it's a useful guide to its growth. We can also reveal that if you go to sleep listening to Your Daily Podcasts, it'll still be playing when you wake up. A Dutch true crime podcast may be the latest to potentially solve a crime, in this case possibly identifying a victim of one. Luminary Podcasts has a sale on. They're promoting a low-price subscription offer, 50% off your first year in the US and Australia, and slightly higher savings for Canada and the UK. And Esquire have written a long piece about the history of the podcast. In advice today, 10 things new podcasters can do to boost downloads from Tay Ha, including a very simple tell everybody you know. And if you want engagement from your podcast listeners, Evo Terra says you should use your show notes, the show notes that appear in the podcast app on the device that your listener is using to listen to your episode, he clarifies. And in podcasts, Family Ghosts isn't another spooky paranormal podcast. Instead, it's about those stories and rumour that follow families around, sometimes for generations. It returns on December the 3rd, and the first three episodes focus on the descendants of the last known slave ship to arrive on US shores. And there's plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net.